This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Lovely, Scott. How are you?
Have a good weekend and everything?
Yeah, the Vikings won.
Yeah, I saw that. I was getting my hair cut, so I got a chance to watch. Actually, sit still and, you know, watch two things yesterday. Mike Pence.
Your haircut when the Vikings play? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's how I can cut every week then, all right?
Well, I actually should because I have a mop for a view. It's not good. So, Todd's here. Daniel is our producer. Sounds like Daniel's a little busy because I can hear him chat with somebody else in the studio. Kevin is here, and John Boy somewhere. Where'd John Boy go, Kevin? Did he run down the rest?
Yeah, yeah. I think he did.
Okay, yep. Yeah. That only makes sense to anybody that is 50 or older. I'm sorry, you won't get it under 50 if you're talking about John Boy. Good night, John Boy. I'll just say the Waltons. Google it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, folks, I can't even. My head is ready to explode because I could right now talk about any number of about 50 different things that I'm so excited about and fired up about and things that have been in the news. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. It's one of the reasons when we say what's on your mind, we really rely on you to say what's important to you. You gotta tell us because then we'll steer the ship that way. And, do you remember the guy who called us and said, "The Autumn Fest Parade in Bismarck is the best parade in the state, and you guys really should come"? Do you remember that guy, Todd?
He was just here, as a matter of fact.
Is that right? What is his name? Johnson, yeah. Right? Scott, yep. Johnson. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So I heard him talking to Phil earlier, and so Scott Johnson called in and said, you know, you guys should do this. And we came up with this idea, parade pole. It's election time. All these polls going on. You can't even keep up with them. How about we do our own? And the poll works like this. If you plan to vote for Heidi Heitkamp, you like Heidi Heitkamp, come out to the Autumn Fest Parade. Okay? If you like Kevin Cramer, you plan to vote for Kevin Cramer, come out to the Autumn Fest Parade. And I don't know what they each do, but they each have parade walkers. We'll invite both parade walker people in charge, czar kind of types, to explain how this all works. Because I've never walked in a parade in my life. Never. Been on
what?
A float.
Never?
But not walked.
Come on.
I've not walked.
Good grief.
You
call yourself a North Dakotan, you've never walked in a parade?
I'm dead serious. I never have.
With a bucket of candy?
I've thrown out candy again, but from a, you know, sure. Like Shanley homecoming.
Well, no, Kevin
kids,
reminded me of the parade story I had. We didn't have any budget for candy, so I just did a throw us your candy thing, and I ended up with 2 yard bags full of candy. Shit, candy at our front desk for like a year.
Throw us the stuff you don't want. Yeah,
exactly.
Bring it back, because we all have that.
Because we're in one of those National Guard Trex things, which is essentially like a little tank with a massive, big circular sunroof thing. So
hey, who
does have the big yard bag wide open? And yeah, everybody, as soon as we got there, hey, throw, and everybody throws their candy.
Who bought these salted nut rolls? We're gonna take those to the frame, throw them to Todd.
Yeah, we kind of did end up with a lot of the reject candy, but
that's,
I think the
right.
City had to clean up less candy after the parade, so they were a little thankful back then.
The key is pacing yourself with your candy distribution,
never,
so you don't run out.
No, never met a candy I didn't like. So I'd throw me anything, but no, we'll stick to the traditional whatever they do in the parade. And then at the end of the deal, we get all the people over there with the Kramer t-shirts on, all the people over there with the Heidi t-shirts on, and, you know, we take their picture and we count and we say, who won the parade poll? What do you think? I think it's brilliant, and I will be there. Don't tell my wife that I committed to be. She usually gets me on Saturday, right? And gets me on, you know, once in a while, most of the time Saturday and always on Sunday. I'm just, what are we doing, dear?
Let's make sure you go get your hair cut again on Sunday, because, you know, we're one for one with Vikings,
right.
And
yeah.
You're getting your hair cut, so.
Well, I'll do it.
Four words that never turn out well, don't tell my wife.
Yeah, I'm sorry, she's probably listening.
Yeah, that's a sure way to make sure she finds out. If you hadn't said that, she probably wouldn't have found out, but don't tell my wife. Ah, jinx.
My wife is actually an OT, and she does home health care. So she goes patient to patient on the road, right? So There's a good chance she might have heard me. This is what I'm getting at. So anyway, honey, sorry. I need to do this, but I'll be there. Todd, can you be there?
Pending my father, yes.
Oh yes. Obviously, that's number one. So Todd and I'll be there, and this will be fun. And listen, folks, don't think that I am trying to do anything other than honestly encourage people on both sides to go out and enjoy it. Max Schneider's on the program today. But we have, look, we understand there are Democrats in North Dakota. There are liberals in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota. And we know that. Look, this is it's a big world, and, Ellen Ratner.
No, you're going to be wearing a clown costume, by the way.
Well, I'm just going to wear what everybody else wears. I don't want to, stick out or anything. Unless they need a clown, then I would be happy to be.
Your appearance is going to make you stick out, or
I've actually been a clown. I want you to know, I've been a clown.
Wait, that's some kind of clown.
Wait a minute,
you haven't marched in a parade, but you've been a. When were you a clown?
I was a clown in a parade, but I was on a float. How many times I have to tell you this?
Oh, thing? So you haven't marched, but you've been in a... Okay.
Exactly. Oh, I've been in many parades.
You're parade pageantry when you're in a parade. Okay, I get it. You're riding and waving like a little princess.
I rode in a parade with Hubert Humphrey. One of the most staunch Minnesota Democrats ever, Walter Mondale, the mayor or governor of Minnesota, Wendy Anderson. So, yeah. Because don't forget, my dad was a Democrat, so he put me up to that. Oh, put the little kid next to he put
that
up to
Kevin. Yeah. Scott's never had to actually work a parade. He's always been that royalty.
I've thrown out candy. I've done the clown thing. Trust me on all this. So we'll be there, and really encourage you to as well. I don't know particulars of signing up to let them know you're there, so they have a T-shirt. You get a free T-shirt out of the deal for doing it. You see the T-shirts they each wear. And I'm going to invite whoever the parade coordinators are for both campaigns to come on and just explain that in the coming days and give you all the information you need. But I'm sure if you go to their websites, you'll find what you need to find about where they're going to be and which parade. So it'll be fun. It's a neat parade, so I'm really looking forward to it. So the parade poll, ladies and gentlemen, remember the parade poll. Here's someone on the line that can't take the poll, but I guess can't be there, but wants to. Do you want to vote? Is that what you want to do, Mark and Hazen?
No, I just want to tell you about the parade poll I did in Hazen on Saturday.
Oh, good. Yeah, I saw everybody was up there. We have some dear friends up there, Bill and Laurel Twite, and Maria has a relative there, and love Hazen. So I said, it looked like a great turnout to me.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good turnout. We had the Kramer crew was there, and the Christman crew, and Bill and Laurel, of course, and the GOP party. There's quite a few Republicans in the parade. You know how many Democrats paraded?
Tell me.
Zero.
What?
Zero.
Where was Mike Quinn?
I guess they're giving up on Hazen. Yeah, where was Mike Quinn? He could have been the one man. He'd have been the hero for the Democrats.
I didn't see him, but Heidi Heitkamp was noticeably absent, and everybody else as well.
Wow. Not smart politics there, Mark, but I appreciate the report. Glad to hear there was some good energy. You call again. I want to talk a little bit today about Friday and the visit of Donald Trump, and I can't even believe this, but it's so good to be us. It really is. I mean, it's so good to be us right now, largely because of the Senate race, right? I mean, the United States of America, the President of the United States, is personally invested in this race. That's, roll call the other day said it's Senator Heitkamp is the number one most vulnerable senator in the country, which means this spotlight comes down. Congressman Kramer's leading in the polls, and she's an incumbent, and it's important because it's a pickup for the Republicans. The president said, Kevin, stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about your country and get in this race. So he recruited Congressman Kramer into this race. He gets in. So what does that mean? President Trump's invested in it. And I have news today about another trip. There's planning underway for a presidential trip to North Dakota, and I can't even believe this is happening.
You really want to know how good times are right now?
How good are they?
President Obama is taking credit. Did you see that?
He is, by the way. Barack Obama over the weekend took credit for the good economy. Now, he didn't get the memo from Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and all of Heidi's friends that it was actually bad. They say it's bad. He says it's good. They say it's bad. Well, I can't. And Todd, you kind of ruined the surprise, but that's okay. Because the planning for a presidential trip is not Donald Trump. in North Dakota, but it's
what?
It's a different president. Who do you think might?
Oh, no way.
Might come to, because North Dakota's become
really?
The epicenter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what they're going to do is, my sources tell me it's like not an official invite from Heidi Heitkamp, because that would not be politically wise in North Dakota, but others are going to intervene, like Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer, and say, no, he's coming, and we'll come with him, and we got to go all in here for, you know, your votes and backing you on. So, President Obama, back in.
Okay,
in,
so given that President Trump went to Cass County, does that mean that that former president would be coming to Burleigh County?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Vote
I don't.
Where it's needed.
Good point. Very good point. Because she's got the votes in the valley and the West. Right. They may. I don't know. I've heard that there's folks inside the Kramer campaign that are really bracing for a blow, because she's obviously going to swell in the polls from the charisma of Barack Obama, who is so well thought of here, and you know the whole Obamacare thing, and you know all the things he messed up. I'm sure he'll get red carpet. So get ready for it, folks. Get ready. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms, and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So, we have a very simple, well-defined task. We want to have strong borders. We want to have low taxes. We want to cut the hell out of regulations. We want, and by the way, we want regulations. Somebody, a very popular guy here, was just interviewing me. You know who I'm talking about, great guy. And he said, what do you think of President Obama's speech? And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
So I guess when Obama gets here to pump up Heidi Heitkamp's campaign, they're going to have to give him a little, I don't know, one of those energy drinks, I guess, or something along those lines that will get him going. Hey, we're going to be
put a
big iron.
Put a six-pack of Red Bull in front of him. Okay, I'm ready to try to stay awake this time. We'll see what happens.
Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we're Big Iron. If you're coming to Big Iron, please find us and say hi. I have a free hat for you. All you have to say is, I stand for the flag. You get it? You could say, I'm not Colin Kaepernick, but you know, just, I stand for the flag. So I got to say, boom, free hat right in your hand. So you don't
get
it.
What if somebody comes and kneels and says, well, this is one flag I would kneel for?
I don't know. You're going to have to be there to sort that out. I had a real simple plan. I stand for the flag, get a hat. And to find us, look for Butler Machinery. We'll be at their back 40 there, southeast corner of that last entrance, southeast corner of Big Iron is where you find them. Intelligent Ag, EyeSight, RPV Services. My friend Tom Kenville Jr. really has some great things going on. A lot of applications for drones and helping a lot of businesses, big and small. Ad Farm, Roger Ryerson will be there. North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar P, Bumpers, and the Auction King of North America, Pifers, and Land Management, Pifers.com. Find out more about them. Kevin will be with us there as well. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll see you at Big Iron. Looking forward to that very much. Mac Schneider is going to be here. Mac is the Democrat candidate for the House right now. Like all candidates right now, all hands on deck, going everywhere they got to be. And we're going to talk to Mac a little bit about the race and where we're at. Also welcome your questions for him if you want to get those in by text. Todd will take him, 701-226-8503. I'll take him at 367-2054. Or best of all, you can give us a call and chat with them that way. Gary in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I watched a little football yesterday, and of course I listened to the radio. But I'm not hearing Kramer ads. I'm not seeing them. I'm not hearing them. For what I watched yesterday of football, Heitkamp ads were 20-30 to 1 Kramer. As a matter of fact, ad after ad of Heidi I saw, I only saw one Kramer ad, and that was last night late about the end of the Cowboy game on Fox.
What was the ad, Gary? What was the ad?
His two daughters talking about abortion.
Let me tell you that ad can go up against 10 of her ads. And, I don't know the answer to your question other than the obvious. She has $11 million that she got from Elizabeth Warren and East Coast Buddies and, you know, Nancy Pelosi and West Coast Buddies, right? That's $11 million, and she's been raising it for a long time. He has about half as much. He has a grassroots campaign. He's not going to be able to run as many ads as she does. But I'll tell you this. Every time she runs this sort of carpet-bombing attack on ads, she goes down in the polls and he goes up. She's running more ads, he's leading. It's sort of like the Donald Trump thing. It's sort of like the Donald Trump. Donald Trump had, spent a lot less than Hillary Clinton. A lot less. But, you know, I think it is one of the reasons that, you know, as we get into the stretch, that'll get more and more important. And your concern is valid, Gary. There's no doubt about it. Pat Finken is the campaign manager for Kevin Kramer. And Pat is, he was John Hoeven's campaign manager for many, many runs and obviously done a number of campaigns. And if he knows anything, he knows TV. He knows the strategy of TV and everything. So I'm happy to ask him so people know the answer to it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things when you support a candidate right now, I think you think, okay, why? I got a text from somebody or a Facebook message saying, hey, there's way more Heidi signs than there is Kevin signs. Why? And I said, I don't know. Here's, go to the website here and they'll deliver you a sign. But, you know, and so somebody told me, yeah, I went to get 10 and I'm going to deliver them. You know, I'm going to, my wife, you know, sent out a thing saying, any of my friends, if you like one, I'll pick one up for you and make it easy and deliver it, put it up even if you want. So, you know, when she sent it to like 40 people and like 38 said, yeah.
Do you have an office here in Fargo? Because I'd like to get some signs.
But... Yeah, it's at the North Dakota Republican Party. We did have Jake Wilkins on from the party, a communications director there a couple weeks back. And, you know, he said, come to the party. We've got them. You know, and, of course, they're in Bismarck, too, and they're in Grand Forks, too. So you can go to the offices. That's the easy way, or you can sign up for them. I promise I got to do this. I'll do this maybe at the same time we do the parade. Coordinators will do the sign coordinators and just say, what is the process? And whether you want a Heidi one or a Kevin one, I don't care. But I'm just saying, you know, people should know how to be able to do that. So we'll do that. I appreciate that. Good catch, Gary. Thank you so much. Elaine in Washburn, what's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. So I want to encourage people to get out and vote, obviously at the national level, but I don't think the general public is aware of how critical voting and supporting at the local level is. It's very, very, very important. My latest experience is one where I heard a lot of gossip and rumors about a political candidate in McKenzie County. And, you know, I listened and I heard this and I heard that. And one day I happened to be able to meet this person face to face. And I said to him, I said, well, you know what? I've heard the stories. I've heard the rumors. What's your side of it? And I was impressed with what he had to say. Going to the source, it's huge.
I would always recommend that. This wouldn't have happened to be a sheriff's candidate, was it?
Absolutely, Sheriff Schwartzberger.
Yeah. The only thing I would say, Elaine, you have fabulous advice. I mean, you're absolutely right. Don't listen to the rumors. Don't listen to neighbors. Talk to the person. Decide for yourself.
It's different. You know, and you can say that. It's just really hard to get to people.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right. That is part of the, but make the effort. You can do it. But I'm seeing a candidate for him in McKenzie County. I'll be emceeing a candidate forum with the sheriff candidates and with the other candidates as well. Go to events like that. You get to ask questions there. We'll take questions from the audience. We're going to hand out things and let them, you know, hand them to us. So that'll be coming up in the weeks, and we'll talk about that. But I will say, the person you talked to that you said, you know, all the rumors, this isn't true. He's almost a master at that level of sort of deceit. I'm sorry. I don't like the guy. I don't at all.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How does Endless Pools sound? They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these Endless Pools?
Well, Endless Pools are a great fitness machine, and when you said, how does Endless Pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an Endless Pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live, because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on Endless Pools at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia have already issued states of emergency preparing for the impending Hurricane Florence, very likely to score a direct hit on one of those states on Thursday. Virginia Emergency Management spokesman Jeff Caldwell says this is the time to start making preparations, including on your property.
So you can look around your property and clear your gutters, clear storm drains that may be near your property, moving lawn furniture inside or securing it, and looking around their yard to see if there's anything loose, any limbs that might fall, any dead trees.
Longtime CBS executive Les Moonves is out at CBS. He says he's deeply saddened to be leaving after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations, all of which he says are not true. A dozen women now making allegations against him. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If the Democrats got in with their agenda in November of almost 2 years ago, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers.
Donald Trump at Fargo on Friday. More presidents. Well, another Donald Trump will be here in a couple of weeks. Donald Trump Jr. And then, of course, the Obama, news. So we've got presidents all over, and I love it. I think it's great. Bring them all. Our program today brought to you in part by our friends at Go Wireline. If you need a great career, I'm telling you, you have never known better people than the people that own and operate local North Dakota folks that have been here a long time, Go Wireline. It is really amazing. They have industry-leading benefits. They have industry-leading competitive wages. And they are looking for experienced wireline engineers and operators, also for crane operators, by the way, within CCCO certification. They have some trucks now they're doing things with as well. GoWireline.com, GoWireline.com/careers, or call them at 701-572-0886. Or stop by the office, 320 8th Avenue East in Williston. They're in Dickinson, too, but 320 8th Avenue East in Williston. Tell them Scott sent you. Max Schneider is a former minority leader in the North Dakota Senate. He also now is a candidate for the United States Congress. Known Mac a long time, back when he worked for Earl Pomeroy and a UND football player and all those good things. And he's joining us today to take your questions and answer any comments you might have and talk a little bit about the race. Mac, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hope I didn't hurt your chances there by mentioning we've known each other a long time.
No, yeah, it's hard to believe we've known each other now for, what, over 15 years? And for me, it was 80 pounds ago, I think, was when we first met. But, yeah, we go back a ways, and that's great.
Yeah, no kidding. How's it going?
It's going good. I mean, this is a really exciting race. And to be one of two people competing for North Dakotan's trust and vying for this important office is a real honor in and of itself. And just trying to get out there every day and meet as many North Dakotans as possible. And during this, sort of chaotic time where you can't turn on a cable news program and not hear Democrats and Republicans yell at each other, I'm trying to focus in on the kitchen table issues like jobs, healthcare, education, secure retirement, things like that. So just turn down the volume and hopefully show people that, I'm going to work to pull up the stakes on that partisan circus that's going out there in Washington.
Yeah, one of those battles in that partisan circus right now, especially where the return of President Obama to the stage is like sort of, who's been better at, fixing the problems and getting the things going. How do you think Donald Trump is doing? I mean, do you give him credit for what's happening in the economy and jobs and successes?
I think any time an American president oversees an economic expansion, they deserve their share of the credit. And this is, you look at the last 19 months under President Trump, the economy's continued to grow. You look at the 19 months before that, the economy was growing then too. So this is an economic expansion that's occurred over two administrations. And I don't argue with sunshine, Scott. Anytime America's economy is growing, anytime we're adding jobs, that's a very good thing. Now, that said, I don't want to be unduly negative here, but I'm concerned about the administration's policies on trade and the impact that could have on our economy in North Dakota going forward, particularly our export markets for our farmers and our ranchers that are so critical to our agricultural economy. But the fact that more Americans are working, that we're creating jobs under now two administrations of different parties, that's great news for America, and I don't think anybody should take anything away from that.
Does Barack Obama deserve credit for the economy we have today?
I think any time an American president oversees an economic expansion, they deserve their share of the credit. And so I'm willing to give that to the current administration and the previous administration. But, you know, more than anything, Scott, you got to credit American ingenuity and American working people. Presidents, you know, it's not like they pull a lever and the economy turns one way or the other. Certainly they have tremendous influence over the economy. But, you know, really the credit, the lion's share of the credit goes to people who grow businesses and the workers who work them.
You mentioned the trade thing. Do you think the status quo was okay?
I don't. I one thing I agree with the president on, well, there's many things I agree with the president on, but one of the main things I agree with the president on is that China is a rule breaker. They've been manipulating their currency. They've been ripping off our intellectual property. But I guess where I strongly part ways with the administration is the sort of go it alone strategy. You know, let's put tariffs not just on China, but on Canada, the EU, and Mexico. Go after all of our customers all at once. There are no simple solutions to something as complex as international trade, but my approach would have been to stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies, the EU, Mexico, Canada, and bear down upon China that way. Instead, it's sort of been America versus the world, and our farmers are paying a price for that. And that's really why I so strongly disagree with the administration. The approach that it's taken on trade and tariffs is that it threatens export markets for our farmers. I mean, there's not a domestic market that will sustain soybean prices. We depend on those export markets like China to prop up our agricultural economy and make our farmers profitable. And so I've strongly opposed those trade policies. My opponent has supported them, and that's a big difference in this race.
You know, the farmers and ranchers that we talk to on the program, and I have asked a lot, right? I mean, a lot of farmers and ranchers out there said, I want to hear it. If you think this is a bum deal, you think this is dumb, this is reckless, it could have been done differently, you know, to some of your points, please tell me. If you think short-term pain for long-term gain, you're in. Like Kenny Grainer said, we're in it to win it. When he saw the, what do you tell that to again? Oh, the Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary. You know, I hear 80-20. Just fix this. Farmers get jammed in all these deals, and you know, once the deals start, they look pretty good for ag, and then all of a sudden loopholes are here and loopholes are there, and it's a mess. It's a mess, and we get jammed. So please. You know, it's rough. It's gonna be, you know, sacrificial. I'm not gonna like it, but I'll take 2-3 years of some pain to fix this and do it right for the long term. Are they wrong, the majority that call us?
Well, I think we're talking to different farmers and ranchers. The ones I speak to, and I certainly can't speak for every farmer and rancher in North Dakota, Scott, but I've spoken to many of them over the last several months, and it started from tolerable concern that, you know, well, anytime you engage in a trade war, that roils markets, but, you know, we're willing to see where it goes. That's kind of where, you know, generally my conversations with farmers were in March up until now, which is this isn't merely short-term pain for long-term gain. This is short-term pain in the form of lower prices and long-term pain in the form of loss of markets. And so I've been speaking to soybean growers. I've been speaking to producers across the board, and they are seriously concerned about these trade policies and the impact that they can have on North Dakota. Again, does that extend to every last farmer and rancher out there? I can't speak to that, but the folks that I talk to, they're very concerned, and rightly so, because this is an exporting state. A friend of mine said, If you're for less trade, you're for fewer farmers. And to see
but that's what he's
now,
doing. He's opening up markets. That's my point. That's what they're saying. I mean, the ones you're talking to, I don't doubt you at all, Mac, that you're hearing that. I think the majority of them are on, you know, the payroll of different associations, and their job is to whine. So, you know, and I'm not saying that negatively. I'm saying they need to do that. They just need to do that 24/7. But I'm saying farmers that are on the tractor, folks that are in the middle of the cattle, are not saying that. Do me this favor. When you talk to any of them, say, hey, you got to speak up. You know, I mean, you got to let your voice be heard, because I'm telling you, every one of them I hear, I'm going to, you know, do the same thing we're doing with people that say we're fine. So just, you know, let them know, because I hear you. It's important on the export.
Well, I think we might roll with different crowds or something. I don't know, but I was at a rally here just a couple of months ago, and this is really before the trade war has escalated. It looks like it might escalate again. I mean, there was a rally of farmers from across North Dakota at the fairgrounds here in Cass County, where we produce more soybeans than any other county in the country. And the concern was very real. And you mentioned opening up markets. The folks that I talked to, they're not seeing that. They're seeing, you know, no orders for soybeans coming out of the Pacific Northwest. They're seeing, you know, their local elevators say, if you haven't contracted for beans, we're not interested in buying any from you. I mean, this is a matter of economics. This is not.
Some people sold them. Some people sold their soybeans when the price was higher, and that's a decision you make. And I get it. But I'd repeat, if you hear that from them, please do me a favor and tell them to call, because I'm honestly wanting to hear all sides of it. I really am. And you know, look, we got a lot of listeners. There's Democrats. There's independents. Yeah. There's obviously it's North Dakota, so there's more conservatives than that. But that's just the thing. I want to ask you about health care a little bit here. Because obviously that's always an issue, and this pre-existing condition thing has been so huge. First of all, do we agree that there are not 300,000 North Dakotans with a pre-existing condition? Has that been proven now from the fact check of Senator Heitkamp's ads?
Well, I think the 300,000 number, that's about the only number that I've seen. Is it 299,000? Is it 301,000? Well, it's a statistic. I mean, it varies with time, obviously, but the bottom line is, on pre-existing conditions, Scott, I've got some. I imagine you have some pre-existing conditions, and all of us, if we live long enough, we're going to have pre-existing conditions.
Of course.
Those protections that are in law, those are protections that North Dakotans count on to make sure that they're not subjected to higher premiums because of pre-existing conditions.
But let me stop you, Mac. We're agreeing on everything you're saying, so I'm just going to interrupt. Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody disagrees with that. Republicans, Democrats agree with everything you just said. So why is this? Senator Heitkamp got fact-checked by AP and said you're misleading about pre-existing conditions in this health care, Obamacare, in your ads. Don't do that anymore. And because Republicans are on the same board. We'd actually have fixed this now if they hadn't been so wedded to Obamacare.
Well, I can speak to my race, and I think there's a big difference on the existing protections in law right now for people with pre-existing conditions. I favor maintaining those. My opponent supports a lawsuit that North Dakota has joined down in Texas that would throw out all of the protections in existing law, including protections for individuals with pre-existing conditions.
That lawsuit's about the Constitution and about what they were able to pass. You want them to fight for the Constitution, don't you?
There's nothing unconstitutional. Nothing unconstitutional about Congress saying you can't discriminate as an insurance company against individuals with pre-existing conditions. Absolutely nothing unconstitutional about that. That is Commerce Clause 101. So to throw that out as part of a lawsuit against the broader law really makes no sense. I mean, let's maintain those protections for individuals with pre-existing conditions. Another thing that needs to be maintained, Scott, is Medicaid expansion. This is not some, you know, liberal fantasy. This is something that was pushed in North Dakota by Governor Dalrymple, by business leaders, by the state chamber of Congress, and myself and a majority of Republicans. My opponent voted against Medicaid expansion. But this lawsuit threatens Medicaid expansion as well. This is something. I mean, this is something small conservatives can get behind. Scott.
Here, my only take. I'll let you answer
this. One more second.
We got the music going here, so we just save it. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Hold that thought. Don't go away. You got the music playing. So
okay.
Yeah. We'll do it on the other side of the break. More with Max Schneider on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Kevin Cramer told us on Friday that Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, could not be in Fargo for the visit of the president, but he was, I forget where, doing some ads, I think, in California. And he called Kevin a night before to say good luck, remember that it was happening. That's the kind of guy you're buying a pillow from. Mike Lindell is just an unbelievable person and was in Bismarck for 3 days recently. 90% of what he did was about recovery and speaking at New Sound Church. He's just amazing. Everything they sell
is up to 50% off when you use the promo code Scott. Everything they sell, up to 50% off with the promo code Scott. Buy a bed. I want to get a bed. You tell me how it is. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with Mack Schneider. Mack is the Democrat candidate running for the House seat being vacated by Congressman Kevin Cramer. His Republican opponent, of course, is Kelly Armstrong. Mack, you were saying something we couldn't hear at the end, so go ahead and finish that thought.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to finish that thought. This is about the lawsuit down in Texas that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act, written branch, that my opponent supports. That would undo at least the matching fund component of Medicaid expansion in North Dakota. That's something the state legislature put into place. The people's representatives here in North Dakota decided that Medicaid expansion was the right thing to do, and it has been. 20,000 individuals gained access to health insurance. That means less uncompensated care for our hospitals. That means lower premiums for the rest of us, because we're not picking up the tab for that uncompensated care.
But the mess you're describing, Mac, I would agree with you, is challenging, a mess and everything else. But that was exasperating by the fact, and that's why they had to come to the states and said, will you do this, will you not, this is the way, you know, offload it onto the states, because of the Obamacare nightmare. That was an Obama-created problem that you're now trying to say you want to solve when he created it in a program you like.
Talking about Medicaid expansion, that's been a true success for North Dakota. Again, this was something that was put into place with the support of Republican Governor Jack Dalrymple and the majority of Republican legislators in the state. My opponent opposed Medicaid expansion. I was proud to vote for it.
I get it, but my point is they wrestled with it. They wrestled with it. I mean, Jack said, I'll do it because, like, it wasn't pretty for him. He didn't necessarily want to do it, and those that supported. And Kelly's like, I can't. I'm just going to be consistent on this. So I don't, you know, I just think, again, you're carnival barking a little bit about that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a mess that came from Obamacare. Okay. Based on Obama.
That's your opinion. I respect it. The fact is, an additional 20,000 individuals gained access to health insurance under Medicaid expansion. That has helped our rural hospitals. A lot of them went from operating in the red to now operating in the black as a result of Medicaid expansion. It's been a huge success for our state. Why would we want a federal judge down in Texas to undo what the North Dakota legislature has done? As a small government conservative, why?
Because Obama made a mess.
That makes sense.
Why. Because Obama made a mess, and a lot of states agree. Here's an email for you, a different topic. In a recent debate with Kelly Armstrong, you were repeatedly asked whether you would have voted for the 20-week abortion ban. Rather than answering the question, you used your time to attack Measure 1. It's long, so I'm going quick. Which was on the ballot years ago and had nothing to do with the 20-week ban. When pressed, you took the perfect bill escape route, which is a crafty way to not answer the question. When you are in Congress, you don't get to vote on perfect bills. You get to vote on the bills that are on the table. There was a bill on the table to ban late-term abortion. Would you have voted for or against it? This is an important issue to North Dakota.
I would read the bill very carefully before I voted on it. There was a similar measure in North Dakota, and I opposed it because it didn't have a rape or incest exception. And I realize this is a highly emotional issue. I deeply respect the views on either side of this debate. And what I pledge to do, if I'm elected to represent North Dakota in Congress, is work with conservatives, as I did in the legislature, make sure that we're funding alternatives to abortion, make sure that we're encouraging adoption. This is a divisive issue, but I think there's so much that conservatives and people of all political stripes can do to work together to prevent unwanted pregnancies and encourage adoption and alternatives to abortion where that occurs. You know, there's not going to be a national consensus on this issue ever, but I will work with people of any political stripe to make sure that we reduce the number of abortions in this country.
So you gave him a straight answer, this emailer, John. You gave him a straight answer because you're saying that you would have voted like Heidi did because of the reasons you explained. So
I'm not familiar with that bill. I mean, I need to look at the language very carefully, just as I did in the North Dakota Senate. That vote is all for all their debate.
I would suggest that as a
vote for something that doesn't have a rape or incest exception. I can't in good conscience do that.
I would suggest doing that. That vote, as you can see, is an extraordinarily important part of North Dakotans' political discussions right now. So you don't have to take advice from me, but I'd read the bill so you can tell us exactly where you're at. 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Prairie Public is hosting a debate. We had a question about, you know, are you doing any debates? Why isn't Kevin debating Heidi? Kevin is debating Heidi, by the way. They asked for one more debate, but the schedule didn't work, and that's a little game they play so they can say there's no vote. But you guys are debating a lot, right? Four or five times?
Yeah, I think we're trying to get a fifth on the calendar, and I hope my opponent agrees to that. But more immediately, tomorrow night, Prairie Public, 7 o'clock. I'm going to be debating my opponent here in Fargo, and look forward to it. Kelly and I, we've debated on your show. Scott, we've debated on the floor of the Senate. We debated this will be a third time this cycle, and I enjoy it, and I think it's a great way for North Dakotans to see the candidates up there with no filter and see where they stand. So please tune in tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
I really, really, really respect you doing what you've done to come on this program anytime we've asked. It means a lot because, you know, I think I'm fair. I hope you found this fair. I mean, it gives the audience a chance to hear you. So thanks for doing that. We appreciate it.
What we need more of in this country is people talking to people that they disagree with politically. I think that's so important for us.
Max Schneider, folks.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.